everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? A Red Friday, a Victory Friday, Yippee Friday! There we go, all the puns out. If it's a Friday on your KC Morning Show, you know we are brought to you by our friends at Charlie Hustle, KCMS20, 20% off Charlie Hustle, both in-store and online. That's how you know. The real ones right there, that's how you know. It's your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. What up, kiddy?
Good morning. Happy Chiefs Day.
Just calling it Chiefs Day? Is that what we're going to do?
That's all.
I don't hate that. Yeah. That works. Happy Chiefs Day from your KC Morning Show. Today, Friday, September 11th. We have a high of, 63 degrees, a low of 58 or so, because we're doing weather. That's right. It's your boy bringing you a weather dealio. 9 miles of visibility today, so that's pretty good. You got as far as the eye can see. Well, you got 9 miles, I guess. You have exactly 9 miles of visibility. 89% humidity, so plan accordingly. Chances of rain all day long. In fact, your chances of rain increase as the day continues, but overnight, looks like it's going to go ahead and drift away. Drift away!
Oh, boy.
Your sunset tonight, 7:31. Is that a good time for you? 7:31 this evening, a sunset time?
Nope.
2 out of 10 on that UV index.
I don't know what any of this means. What is UV index? You're just saying stuff now.
No,
Tell me about the UV index.
I am reporting the weather, all right? If you wouldn't mind, I'm trying to do a weather deal. May I continue?
I just want credibility.
Did I say the humidity level today? 89%?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I'm out of material. What's going on, Kitty? Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. It's good afternoon. Let's be real. Let's not pretend like we're doing this early. No. It has been a day. I have been in so many Zoom meetings.
Yeah, I know.
And you know it's not good when that happens. And by the way, it's not good. It's not. But it is an opportunity that I'm sure you all will be hearing about as the days and weeks continue in Kansas City media. And for some homies, it was a bad day yesterday. So we will rebuild. I hope. We'll see. I have to hop on another conference call. Oh, man, no more conference calls.
You know, if it makes you feel any better, I still don't have a real job right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if that makes you feel any better, and I guess. Strength in numbers, Kitty. Solidarity. We're doing this together.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it live. The media landscape is going to be so different when we get back doing all this stuff. And by the way, TV's next. You're seeing it right now with the movie industry trying to figure out what they're going to do. Newspaper, been gone through all this. Maybe a year from now, these big companies will want to grab a bunch of the, you know, content creators. And maybe if we're lucky, we can hang around for a little bit and hopefully can stay put wherever, you know, this all ends up shaking out. I don't know. One of those days, Kitty. You sure you want to do this?
How about them Chiefs?
Chiefs! That's right. Yeah, let's turn this around.
Yeah, come on.
We're going to turn this around.
You always get on me for coming down and being negative, and here you
I'm
are
not
just
being a Debbie Downer.
Sharing your soapbox story for the world to hear.
I'm not even preaching. I'm just being raw.
You know,
what
would make you feel better?
Let me be raw. You know I like it raw. Come on.
Gross.
Continue.
This is a morning show.
I'm sorry. The roles are reversed, so I'm in a mood, you can tell. But what were you going to say?
What would make you feel better?
What would make me feel better?
A Travis Scott Cactus Jack burger meal.
I don't understand what Travis Scott is doing. I know he has new music out, and I feel like it's somehow related to McDonald's. Because I didn't see the commercial.
What's up, world? Yeah, you. I'm Travis Scott. This is my McDonald's order. Follow me.
Okay, so
what is this?
Right, I was a little confused too. I just kept seeing, you know, these tweets, and they were saying, "Y'all made me sing Travis Scott music at McDonald's." So I looked it up. Travis Scott, they've got this new thing called the Cactus Jack, and apparently,
okay,
it's lit.
Well played.
So this meal was Travis Scott's go-to order. At McDonald's, I guess, down in Houston, wherever he's from. His seemingly straightforward McDonald's order: a quarter pounder burger with bacon and shredded lettuce, fries with barbecue sauce, and a Sprite.
So that is the Cactus Jack.
That is the Cactus Jack. That's it.
One more time.
A quarter pounder burger with bacon and shredded lettuce, fries with barbecue sauce, and a Sprite.
Okay.
Yes. And okay. It is considered an unprecedented collaborative partnership across food, fashion, and community efforts, according to a press release.
The collab but that we didn't know we wanted so bad,
that
but
we needed in 2020. Wow. So among the normal things, you know, shirts and hats, et cetera, they have some weird things. Would you like to know what they are?
Please tell me all these weird things. I need to know. What is in the Cactus Jack?
So they have a brown metal lunch pail. A tie featuring Travis Scott's shoes and an eagle carrying a chain between two burger buns.
No, I do like that. Now that I'm into. I could F with that.
A lunch tray with the words, "I'm loving it," seemingly scratched into it by a quote unquote punk teen, and a chicken nugget body pillow that measures 3 feet. And there's also, you know, the promise of more items to come. But guess who the first people are to get this merch?
Ooh.
Do you have you don't have an idea? The first people.
I'm guessing it's going to be the folks in Texas, right?
Actually, it's McDonald's employees are the very first people to get any of that merch. They'll get shirts and all that good stuff.
Well, because they're the youths, and they know
they
that
are
this,
the youths.
This is what the kids like.
Yeah.
Take your Travis Scott's and post on the MySpaces.
There's a turtleneck that says billions and billions served.
But am I going to look like just a McDonald's employee? Like, am I going to be walking around McDonald's one day having just otherwise bought a shirt, and I'm going to be asked by someone who, you know, just spilled their drink that I need to clean up something while I'm saying, no, I don't work here. I just like that Cactus Jack line.
I think people would know that you were a Travis Scott fan.
Okay, those aren't bad.
Yeah, those sweats, they look ridiculously comfy, and I'm really not even a Travis Scott fan myself.
What a collab! They found the antidote, am I right? Is that song still relevant? It's like 2 albums ago.
No.
Okay. All right. Friday, September 11th. Kitty, should we do the news? Should we do some news?
Oh, should we do the news?
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah! Happy Friday, yippee Friday, a victory Friday. On your KC Morning Show, my name is Hartzell Kitty. Are you ready? Are you going to do what I think you're going to do?
I'm going to try.
Because some instructions were given earlier in the week. I said, hey, you know what? These folks want to hear you spit some bars, girl. You just teed them up with a Travis Scott story.
Oh, gosh. That was my fault, wasn't it?
Petey right, Badass right, used to freestyle the news.
You know, I write a little poetry.
Give them a Kitty Haymaker. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Okay. All right.
I'm going to count you in. Are you ready?
Fine.
Here we go. A five, six, seven. Here we go. Hey!
Labor Day was major cray, and our nation's in races to catch COVID cases. School's back in session, and KC hasn't learned their lessons. The majority here is minorities, and we're sick of oppression. An uproar of booze pre-Halloween. It's not just scary. This is the news.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What?
It's a little poetic.
That was pretty good. Whoa.
My heart's racing. Is that normal?
Yeah, you just gave the world a piece of you. That's why. Put them butterflies away. That right there was something special. That was some deaf poetry slam on your KC Morning Show. Woo. Snaps.
Thank you.
Snaps all around, kitty.
Hit me up my DMs for your next feature. Dropping the hottest mixtape of winter 2020.
Too hot to trot. Whew. You're going to do it again now.
Apparently.
Because you have the flow. You just didn't have that moxie. And I know you got it deep down. And it's not even that deep. I've seen you go. I don't know why you were holding back.
You know, I got to keep the people wanting more.
I'm so proud of you. You're learning. Listen, make them pay for that kind of content. Make them wait. A prize fighter. Kitty does what? A prize fighter makes them wait. They're on your time.
I just keep stepping my game up.
Step it up. Let's knock this out. COVID!
New cases of COVID-19 appear to be on a downward trend here in the metro. The rolling 7-day average of daily new cases is just under 250 tonight. That number does not include any cases in Kansas City, Missouri, which only provides updates once a week.
All right, Katie, let's talk Chiefs. Let's talk Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs.
The Super Bowl champs did not disappoint.
2 seconds to play. Little kneel down here will end it, and the Kansas City Chiefs knock off Houston by a final score of 34-20.
Before the game, the Chiefs and the Texans came together for a moment of silence and unity. The teams locked arms, but it wasn't completely quiet in the stands. Some fans heard what sounded like boos. Others say they heard cheers as the two sides lined up next to each other. One fan told us the booing actually came from fans once the Texans started coming out of the locker room.
Let's do this in two parts, Kitty, okay? The first part we're going to talk about is the game itself. How much fun was that to watch your defending Super Bowl champs? Like, it was a weird feeling to be watching the game. And, you know, I'm on my phone a little bit. I'm making some tweets, you know, and I don't know. I just at no point was nervous whatsoever. I know we shouldn't brag, but also feel like we can. It's a weird feeling that I could get used to. We're going to talk to Benny Heisler a little bit later, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heist. But, Kitty, give me some hot takes. I need some, give me some sports takes real quick. Break it down, Coach Kitty.
My X's and O's.
Yeah, give it to me right
truly,
now.
Truly, I was thinking about, you know, the days when you could literally call your friends up and say, hey, you want to go to a Chiefs game tonight? You go, literally, you just show up to the game, walk right in, buy tickets at the gate.
Oh, you're talking about how when we were, like, not very good?
Yeah, how we weren't right, good. Right, right. And now, last night watching, it was just, who is this team? Where did they come from? And did you see Andy Reid's face mask?
Oh, my God. He was going through some things, wasn't he? Hit DeFrost, Andy. Hit DeFrost. Now, listen. You talk about Chiefs faithful, Chiefs kingdom. So last night, we're gonna transition now to this part. You heard in the end of our last audio, the moment of unity was met with a moment of silence and a moment of booze. Let's just call it what it was. I had people hitting me up on social media saying, oh, this was just the Chiefs. There's a quote from The Office. You can't give me gravy and tell me it's jelly because I know that gravy ain't sweet. Like, I saw what I saw and I heard what I heard. Those were boos. Like, we made assholes of ourselves last night.
Jimmy Beeson of the Osage Nation and Haskell University professors, along with a coalition of local Native American leaders, he says it's not enough.
Our solution is to just stop the whole name. You know, get rid of the name, get rid of the imagery, all of it, because all of it lends to this behavior that everyone thinks it's okay to continue to mock and ridicule Native people.
The chief said they have been working with American Indian leaders to review other game day traditions.
To me, is if they really want to honor our people, honor our nations, honor our history, then they need to read books written by Native people. They need to reach out, do community work, you know, teach themselves.
And then I'm not gonna harp on this too much because again, it was a minority. But you gotta, you know, call this stuff out when you see it. They then followed that up, Arrowhead, by playing the walk-up music, essentially, for the Tomahawk Chop, which you also heard on national TV. We didn't do any favors. We had a chance in prime time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, this isn't everybody Kansas City, but we're in prime time. We love us some Kansas City. Nobody loves KC more than me. So that's why I was bummed. It was just a bummer.
You know, my mother actually called me this morning, and she knew that I didn't catch the beginning of the game, and so she made sure that I was filled in. And obviously, I was on social media. I watched the clips. I heard the boos. Those people do not represent the rest of us. Now we're just this big laughing stock out in the middle of a bunch of cornfields and cow pies again.
I have seen some of the most ridiculous defense, too, to like, oh, well, you know, they weren't booing. They were just saying Chiefs or, you know, well, either way, you weren't having a moment of silence. You know, like either way, you weren't participating in what we were trying to do. When you want to make that, you know, the argument in defense of this, just, you know, just take a second and maybe just don't. Maybe just don't this time. How about this? Let's turn it around. Let's do some good news, huh? Some good KC news. Streetcar. Streetcar is back in the news. Streetcar getting some more money.
The Kansas City Streetcar plans to expand north to the Berkeley Riverfront. The Streetcar received $14.2 million in federal money for the expansion. The remaining costs for the project will come from local sources. The KC Streetcar intends to boost economic development in that area. The project is now in the design phase.
Honestly, I'm really excited for the Streetcar expansion.
Right?
I used to live downtown right off 9th and Broadway, and I would run down a couple blocks to get to Main Street. And my whole thing all the time was, I wish it went further.
I'm excited. I'm going to take that thing all the way down. I'm going to get in all kinds of trouble. These are strange times. I didn't think I would be doing this headline.
Today, a judge will decide if Blue Springs High School has to limit fans at its football game. It's over a lawsuit the school district filed against Jackson County, citing problems with the 100-person limit on outside activities. It also comes from a notice of noncompliance the health department issued to the district after a football game. According to court documents, the health department is threatening to ban all athletic events at the school district for the rest of the athletic season.
This is one of those crossover episodes of like Law and Order when they bring a sports angle into it. So then you get like those extra fans that you wouldn't normally have gotten on a normal episode. Get your popcorn's ready. Yeah, I was looking at some of the reactions, some of the video. These parents are mad. Like they are real mad. So I'm very interested to see what happens because yeah, this could have a ripple effect. COVID testing. As someone who has taken many a test now, I can tell you firsthand how we have to get so much better. We really do. Jackson County offering some free COVID tests.
Jackson County will offer COVID-19 testing Monday through Friday starting next week. Free testing will take place from 10 to 2 at a different test site each day. You do not need symptoms to get tested. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointments are recommended.
So we got to talk about this book. This dropped Wednesday afternoon. So right after we got done with Wednesday's show, the news about the Bob Woodward book, it's called Rage.
President Trump today saying he didn't lie to us about the coronavirus threat, despite those recordings in which he admitted he intentionally downplayed information about how contagious the virus was.
Why did you lie to the American people?
Terrible question and the phraseology. I didn't lie. What I said is we have to be calm. We can't be panicked. I put the ban on China. So obviously, outwardly, I said it's a very serious problem. And it's always a serious problem. That doesn't mean I'm going to jump up and down in the air and start saying people are going to die. People are going to die. No.
All of it unfolding as Bob Woodward himself now facing scrutiny about why he didn't reveal sooner. Woodward telling the Associated Press, Woodward says it wasn't until May that he was satisfied the president's comments were based on reliable information.
And this is never going to happen because this is 2020. We are not in this world right now. But like, if this was a different timeline, he would have had to resign, right? Like, I mean, this just doesn't make any sense. I get that, like, none of this stuff is new information. But as we were all yelling and screaming about, like, why we aren't doing this and why we should be doing that and why aren't we doing this and that, you want to think it's just a different way of going about things, not just willful negligence. That's malpractice, you know? So, Kitty, remember a few shows ago we talked about the guy, not just a man, a hero, the guy who wanted to make sure we quit saying chicken nuggets. Remember that guy? They are wings. Remember, nuggets aren't a thing. Remember that guy?
Yes, our savior.
Another guy, a hero that we didn't ask for, but the man we need right now, he just gave me some great advice, and he gave it to all of us. I hope that you can use this life hack to your advantage.
Once upon a time, I made this fake email account that I still use. I get free food or dessert from a restaurant every single day. I made this fake email and I found a list of a bunch of restaurants that offered birthday freebies. So I put them all in here and I put my birthday on each website for a different day of the year. So I have 365 days of free food. Tomorrow I have a free meal from Benihana's. I really hope I'm not the only person who is crazy enough to do this. Well worth it.
Standing ovation. I'm not gonna knock that man's hustle. I refuse to knock that hustle. Congratulations, sir. I don't know if that scam's going to still work now because you went public, but take a bow.
I can only imagine if he went into, you know, people that work two or more jobs, especially in the restaurant industry, like that's very common. You know, you serve at one place and you bartend at another. What do you think he's probably going to a bunch of places when like, what, a 30-mile radius?
Probably.
You don't think they, like, someone somewhere recognized him and, like, wait, I thought yesterday was your birthday.
Who am I to question the work of a genius? You know, I'm not going to question his methods.
I just need to know, you know.
I want him to write a tell-all. Write a book about this thing. Listen, him and Woodward should team up. A tell-all on the behind the scenes of this scam because I love it. Let's wrap it up with this, huh? A feel-good story out of my old neck of the woods, out of Lee's Summit. Teacher of the Year has gone viral. This teacher is unique in that he's a music teacher, which is nice because some of these teachers, I love what you're doing, but some of y'all just cannot find the note to save your life. So at least now we have a Teacher of the Year winner, local, from Lee Summit, going viral, and it legitimately sounds good. Like my man's got pipes.
Could imagine.
He knew he had to do something special and called up some of his colleagues.
What do you guys think about putting a video together to bring everyone together in a digital way?
And they did not disappoint.
When you're facing challenges that are unforeseen, just say, amen.
my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving.
That's what I focused on, just being positive and sending those encouraging dance moves out to the community.
The video has been shared all around the district and the country.
He has a lot of enthusiasm and a passion for teaching, and so it sparked that, it ignited that passion within everybody else as we got ready.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
If you've never experienced a kindergartner singing and dancing with full unabashed excitement, then joy happens right here, and I'm just lucky enough to see it.
Let me see you smiling. That's what we needed right now. That's what we needed. Kitty, we got some friends joining us on your KC Morning Show. Of course, Flicks on Friday. Sean Edwards, our movie guy. Going to hear from him in a few minutes. Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler, going to be doing a sports thing with us. But also, this Sunday, Sporting KC, taking on, I think, Minnesota. I should know this. I'm working the game. You would think I would know this. The Kick Childhood Cancer matchup. All September, it is Childhood Cancer Month. And so there's always a game in the month of September. It's at Children's Mercy Park where we kick childhood cancer. That's exactly what we're doing. It's what's happening. And we're going to have Chioma Atanmo. She's going to be joining us talking Victory Project. That is the childhood cancer group that Sporting KC puts together. Also the matchup itself, it's gonna be a great chat, an even better cause. Kitty, what are people listening to? Tell them what this is.
Hard to list. Obviously the Kitty City Morning Show.
That's not the name. That's not it. What is the name of this?
This is your KC Morning Show.
There it is.
The KC Morning Show.
This Sunday, Sporting KC, the good guys, taking on Minnesota. So that's going on the pitch. We're back at Children's Mercy Park. And the Victory Project has been a part of the history of Sporting KC since I've been involved. We have a friend joining us on your KC Morning Show talking about the Kick Childhood Cancer Game. That is this Sunday. Chioma Atanmo, the leader of community programs. Chioma, you do a great job, and welcome to the KC Morning Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I just said, you know, the Victory Project is so important to this club. Can you tell us a little bit about how it got started? Fill us in.
So the Victory Project, we launched in 2013, and it's the charitable arm of Sporting Kansas City. So it started off as a simple idea, like invite a child and their family to a match, allow them to just have a wonderful evening together, and hopefully just forget about what was happening in their life for just like a few hours. And we were so inspired by the families and especially the kiddos. And we have honored over 150 kiddos at our games, which is really exciting because even in the midst of this pandemic, we're still honoring families and they're still coming out to our games. And September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, so it's just really important for us to continue to raise awareness and funds to make sure that we're still spreading that message that even in the midst of a pandemic, that cancer doesn't stop.
And that was one of the first things I asked was, hey, do we still have a Victory Kid? And I was so happy that the answer was yes, and that seemed to have always been the plan.
Yes, exactly. And we had Adele come to our very first match, and then we had Madison and her family come to our match last week, and today Easton and his family that will be visiting training today with us. But on Friday today, he'll be taking his last chemo pill, so it's really, really exciting that we're able to just celebrate this weekend with him. He's in third grade and he's a fighter. So we're just really excited to host his family this weekend.
You know, just in talking with the players too, like this is something that they have always been so on board. And, you know, you can see that it affects all the guys on the team and they love this. They love this thing that we do. They love this initiative. How important do you think this is for those guys?
It's always really important to make sure that we are giving back to the community. Cancer is something that affects everyone. It doesn't, you know, discriminate against race or socioeconomic levels, gender. Everybody knows somebody that's been affected with cancer. And so just to be able to bring a smile to these kids' faces and, like you said, just bringing them to games and just making them forget about what they're currently going through. The players, they understand that they are public figures in the community, and just giving those kids just an extra boost of, hey, you're important. You guys are stars, and you're in our eyes. You guys are the real superheroes. It kind of just is it's just really cool to just see those interactions too, because I think a lot of times too, our players, are, like I said, they're public figures and people treat them as, you know, these stars and kids. They're kind of just like, they're cool, man. And you know, the players just love those interactions.
So what can we look forward to?
So you'll see, we'll be selling scarves and beanies. Our beanies are buy one, give one. So every beanie that is sold, one beanie will be given to a child at Children's Mercy Hospital that's battling cancer. And Children's Mercy has been a huge part of what we do. And we also have a 50-50 raffle that you can look on our website. You can go to our website, go to our Facebook or Instagram, and we'll be posting a lot more updates over there.
And I know you've just done this for a few months now. But just for you personally, you know, you get a chance to start your day with these kids, you see their families, you've met them even before the game, and then once you get a chance to see them having such a great time, they're in that chair up top, sitting real nice, in the best seats in the house. When everything is all said and done and they head home, what's that feeling like for you? Because I know it's got to be a roller coaster of emotions, but at the end of the day, there's got to be this feeling that you leave with that keeps you wanting to come back and do it again. What is that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's very easy to take a lot of this stuff for granted. It's like, you know, we're in the stadium, we're very familiar with everything that we have going on here at Sporting. And when they walk into our stadium, it's like you almost relive your own excitement of coming into the stadium for the first time, because everything is like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Oh my gosh, like the food is great, the atmosphere is great, everybody is super nice and greeting you, and just like the energy in the stadium is just like electrifying. So it's just really cool to just almost like relive that experience every time those families are here. They're just super grateful and just so thankful that we're offering this experience to them. And for us, it's like, this is a part of our culture. This is what we do. Like, we're happy to just share this beautiful space with you guys. And so every time we host a family, it's just, I'm just always humbled by their strength, their joy, and how they are just, you know, fighting through this. And they're still just like really positive. And I just love seeing the kids still maintaining like their, you know, like their innocence and all of this. It's cool to just let them like eat all the candy they want, drink all the soda they want. The parents just, they just love to see their kids just get excited again. So that always brings me joy every time that we have this. And so I'm excited to do it again on Sunday.
Is there anything that we can do, say we're not going to be able to make it on Sunday? Can we do any type of donation work? What else can we do on our end to help keep this thing and making it the best we can for the kids?
Yeah, so on our website at victorykc.org, you can donate there, give whatever is on your heart. We'll also have a match day auction that will go live. And you can also bid for a 2020 team signed jersey. So that will be available, and all the proceeds go directly to the Victory Project. So all information is there on our website, victorykc.org.
Kick Childhood Cancer, that game this Sunday. Sporting KC taking on Minnesota. Kick is at 7:30. Details, sportingkc.com. Thank you so much, Choma. This has been great.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Sunday, yeah?
See you Sunday. Thank you so much, Hartzell.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Friday flicks on a Friday. Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic, your KC Morning Show film critic. Man, how was last week? You know, that was a big one.
You had to work a little bit.
You had to work again.
Yeah, it felt right, though. It felt good. It, you know, that's the closest we've been to normal in, I'd say about 6 months. We still don't know the results, though.
You took my question. I was going to say, are the results in? I was going to give you drum roll and
everything. Nah, not really. Nah, the results are not in. We're not sure how well Tenet did at the box office. I kind of can guess. No New York, no LA in the mix. That's a lot of people that did not see the movie. We just don't know. They're going to spin it, of course. We live in a world of spin now, so everything is always great, according to the people who put out the info. So who knows?
That's the whole point of streaming, right? Yeah. Everybody likes to think that it's about like, oh, I want to give you all this stuff. No, they want to keep their own numbers. They want to be able to tell
you. Yeah, we don't know.
They want to keep the numbers, and they sell that to the ad folks.
We'll never know how many people drop that 30.
Yo,
Mulan.
Hey,
I don't know a real person who said they did.
I'm going to give you this sample data. I did it. I was that guy. I dropped the 30, and I watched Mulan.
Ooh. what you think, man? It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was worth 30. It was not bad. I don't know if it's worth 30.
I kind of thought it would be a little bit more something to it. I was waiting for like that thing, and I didn't get that thing. But overall,
no, it kind of just glides along. It kind of just glides along. But I mean, you didn't feel cheated.
No, beautiful movie. I thought the way they worked, in the orchestra doing the songs that you remember from the cartoon movie. I thought that was clever. I don't feel cheated. It was just fine. And you know what? That's exactly what I wanted last Friday night. And so
there you go. Comfort food.
I got what I wanted.
Cinematic comfort food.
Exactly.
That's all you need sometimes, man. But I did run into a gang of people who watch Power Book on Stars.
What they think. The Barbershop Crew, what they think.
Man, they love it. Man, Power is like one of the biggest unknown hits ever. Like, it's got its own fan base.
We joke, but I think that's what these studios are banking on, right? Like, that is why why they're still releasing the stuff in a pandemic.
It works. You know what Power reminds me of? It reminds me of all those groups in the 70s, like Confunction, Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Woo.
Like, there are a whole demo of people who don't know nothing about that type of music. And there's a demo that worships those groups.
And let me tell you right now, as a guy who works in like the music concert industry, you will be shocked at the shows that sell out. Like that Frankie Beverly and Maze show. Oh, man.
Fire. So, I mean, Frankie can straight blow. It's like, it's a religious experience.
I mean, there is a 1,000% chance that I was conceived to a Frankie Beverly track. So listen, I get it, man.
Frankie used to put it down. Frankie don't play. But let's get to this mediocre weekend. We back on that pandemic this week.
What we got this week, Sean? Break us down.
Oh, man. We got a Netflix movie, a rom-com. I don't know. Are we still using that term? Rom-com?
I think comedy? That's still in,
is
right?
Is that still in play?
You can, your buddies with Paul Rudd. He is the representative of rom-coms. You can ask him if we're allowed to say it or not.
All right. Well, we got a brand new rom-com called The Broken Hearts Gallery on Netflix.
Max broke up with me.
Pay up.
Hey, what's going on here?
We bet on all your relationships.
You what?
Yeah, how do you think I afford this lifestyle?
Fun, enjoyable, guilty pleasure, throwaway. I've seen it all before, but I really don't care.
Okay.
Type of movie.
So we're not gonna cancel it. We're gonna keep watching it. Okay.
Yeah. It's easy. It's because it's on Netflix. You're not asking me to commit no extra dough. You know, all you're asking for is like a light 90 minutes. I don't feel bad if I lose 90. You know, when you start talking 2, 2.5, 3, then I'm a little hesitant, but it's a lightweight 90.
This seems like a very paint-by-numbers kind of rom-com.
Man. Sometimes you got to drive through the McDonald's. Get a number 3.
Because you know them fries. You know them fries are going to get you exactly where you want to be.
Exactly. It's a drive-through movie.
We just coined that on your KC Morning Show.
Yeah, it's a straight drive-through. Give me the number 3.
What else we got, Sean?
We got a biopic. We had talked about these biopics a couple weeks ago. We didn't talk about this one, probably for good reason. I Am Woman.
Miss Reddy, you sing very nicely, but male groups all the rage right now. You've heard of the Beatles, right?
Did it ever occur to you men to ask women what they want to listen to?
I Am Woman, the story of Helen Reddy, and probably no one listening to this show right now can name a Helen Reddy song, even though the title is one of her songs. Yes,
the winner is Helen Reddy.
And I would like to thank God because she makes everything possible.
I am strong, I am invincible.
I'm about to go on a run. Let me punch in some Helen Reddy.
Who is this movie for? Boy, I'm sure she's a wonderful woman. But who is this for? Who is this
probably
for?
The first four couples who moved to Lee Summit back in 1965.
Is it any good? Is this movie any good whatsoever?
It's very generic. Okay. I mean, there are a lot of things you could, like, I wanted to see them answer about her career. She was major back in the day, but she just like faded. Her career faded in the early 80s, man. The early 80s was 40 years ago.
Right.
So if you were listening to her in college,
I got called old.
60.
I got called old the other day. I'm 28. I got called old by a couple of Gen Zers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
The Harry Potter movies are classics now. like on some Turner Classic movie level.
Nirvana is played on classic rock stations now, man.
Yes, so, Nirvana's classic rock.
Green Day is classic rock, which is
so crazy. Hell and Ready, man. Gotta take that back to the Lawrence Welk era.
Anyone who's playing your Casey Morning Show bingo who had that Lawrence Welk on your card, go ahead and put a mark there.
Wolfman Jack. I did check out this TV series. I was disappointed. It's on Hulu. It's called Woke.
I was going to start that tonight.
All right, then we'll talk about it next week. After you watch this series, then we can officially retire the word woke.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hold you to that because I want to watch this show. It's got my guy from New Girl.
Yeah, but I need Woke sitting next to Fleek.
Put it on that mantle. The retired one. Right next to
Bling Bling.
Right next to Grills and Bling and Boomer.
Groovy.
Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic. Catch him on the screening room. Don't be a woke relic, Sean. Don't be that guy.
I'm sleeping. It's a pandemic. I'm definitely sleeping. Eyes wide closed.
Goodbye, Sean. I'll talk to you next week. All right, man.
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports. Let's do a sports thing.
What's going on, Hartzell? 1-0 are the Chiefs. And another win. I'd really say that 2-0 because I hung on by the hair of my chinny chin chin. I got that under, Hartzell, 54.5. And, you know, it was like 7-7 right around or close to halftime. I'm thinking, I got this in the bag. And all of a sudden, Chiefs score a couple more points after the half. Houston throws on a garbage time touchdown. They have that big play. The Chiefs can't punch it in at the one. They settle for a field goal. And the under 54.5 hits. Whew! Major sigh of relief. That's a big win. So 2-0 to start the NFL season despite only one game.
Hey, well, listen. First off, I'm proud of you, Benny. I'm proud of you because I was going to ask you if you ended up making a bet on the Chiefs game. Last time we chatted, you said that you were thinking, no, you're leaning on not making any bets on this game. But look at you.
Well, here's what changed for me. So, you know, over at Sports Illustrated, and this is where I'll go ahead and present a little shameless plug. Whenever you're done listening to the KC Morning Show, I wouldn't do this beforehand because this is the priority. And our guy, Frankie Tadeo, over in Vegas, who's been well-connected in the sportsbook industry for many, many years, received some information that a lot of money, a lot of sharp money, so the professional bettors, were very much in on the under. It started at about 56.5, Hartzell, and then slowly started creeping down, and that's when the Sharps made their play, and they went big, big under on 54.5. So I jumped on that as soon as I heard it, and you and anybody who was listening to the podcast would have gotten that information, and they could have jumped on it as well. Now, your heart was racing a little bit, and you know, I had some pizza and some wings tonight, and you know, my stomach wasn't feeling great originally. And then, you know, they had a chance to punch it in and have the over clear, and then my stomach really wouldn't have felt good. But they did hang on, and we ended up surviving. It's all about survive in advance, isn't it, Hartzell?
So hold on. So really, you're sitting at like 2-1 tonight, if we're being honest.
So I wouldn't call it a loss. I'd say it's 2-0-1.
Okay.
You know, I haven't lost the battle yet.
So what do you think, man? Game one under our belts, big win.
I don't know about you, man. Like there's a few different thoughts that I have from Thursday night's game. The first was that even though it was like just a very comfortable win for Kansas City, even when they were down, they had that touchdown taken off the board, and I think some people were pissed, but they're like, whatever. They'll get it back. They'll have plenty of opportunities. I tweeted out earlier that Patrick Mahomes had thrown for 3 touchdown passes, and he only had credit for 1. And then, of course, he goes on to throw for 3 touchdown passes. Probably could have had 4 or 5 over the course of the game because DeMarcus Robinson ended up dropping 2 of them. So everything about this game, they were just in complete control. Houston's supposed to be a good team. You know, Deshaun Watson just got paid in a very similar level of Patrick Mahomes, and you can make the argument that he deserves it. He's an incredible quarterback, but he looked incredibly pedestrian tonight. The Chiefs' defense I found to be very impressive over the course of the game, and really it was about the offense just being in complete control when they needed it to be. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the rookie, stood out. He was awesome. I thought they'd use him a little bit more in the passing game, Hartzell. I thought they'd throw to him a few more times, but they really didn't need to because they were just in control. And my big takeaway from this, purely speaking about the game itself, was any concerns that they had about this first-year rookie learning the offense, trying to figure out, okay, where am I supposed to be? Is this the right blocking scheme? You know, am I going to be on the field for third down and pass protection? Like, he passed all those tests. Like, he's the guy, and he's going to be the guy in Kansas City for a long time. It was really impressive.
This is my dude. It rolls off the tongue. I know the H is silent, but it still feels smooth. It's just right.
Yeah, you can go by Clyde. You can go by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You can go with Clyde the Glide, C-E-H. There's all these different things that you can do to just feel really good about where the future is for this team. And listen, I was big on Damian Williams. He was the Super Bowl hero. He was great in the playoffs for the second consecutive year. So, you know, I thought that there was a lot to be excited about, you know, even if he came back, but he decided not to. They drafted this kid, and he really stepped up. So from a, you know, from an offensive standpoint and even a defensive standpoint, they still look like very much a complete team, and they're the team that you're going to have to knock out of this AFC.
All week, I was like, man, we got to think of a thing. You know, with Sean Edwards, you know, we got flicks on Friday. So I was like, we gotta counter his popcorn bag. So we came up with the KC Morning Show meter, how hot or cold a movie is. So what are we gonna call this thing on this sports deal? How about this? How about this? Who is your, Benny, who is your KC Morning Showman of the game? What do you think? You like that?
I think that's strong, man. Listen, the great Adam Lefko of Bleacher Report was trying to come up with a fantasy football name for the new, I think he's on the Indianapolis Colts, the new Indianapolis Colts kicker, and his name is Rodrigo Blankenship. And I was trying to think, like, okay, what puns can you come up with for Rodrigo Blankenship? You know, the first couple of mines were, you sunk my Blankenship, or my name is Rodrigo Montoya, you killed my father, prepare to die, and a few others that I probably posted after a couple drinks over at Benny Heights on Twitter. So I think that's absolutely in play. You know, I'm a dad now, so I can fully embrace the dad pun. I'm fully on board.
So here you got, my friend, inaugural KC Morning Showman. You're going to christen this thing. Who gets those honors?
All right, I want to give it to Clyde Edwards-Helaire because he was awesome. But I think the KC Morning Showman, for me, Andy Reid's face mask. Boy, what a trooper that thing was. It started to fog up, and it just kept getting worse and worse throughout the course of the entire game. And the one image that I kept getting in my head was, you remember the movie Spaceballs, the old Mel Brooks movie?
Yes.
So the first thing I thought of was Rick Moranis just taking off his dark helmet mask, just going, I can't breathe in this thing. That was the first thing I thought of. So salute to Andy Reid's face mask. That thing hung in through all throughout the night. Didn't seem to affect his game call. And the Andy Reid face mask, the inaugural KC Showman of the Week.
a monumental episode in this KC Morning Show.
Yes, exactly. Inanimate objects can also be known as showmen. I'm fully on board.
So you're still feeling good about this team, yeah?
I think so. I will say this, and, you know, I don't know if you had a chance to talk about it, and maybe it's worth a longer conversation, but, I mean, I know how much you love this city. This is the KC Morning Show. You know, I've been here now for 6.5 years. This city has embraced me. I've embraced the city right back. I've met my wife here. I have a house here. We're raising our son here. And I think, too, that in a lot of different cities you would have had something similar happen, but dude, I was really bummed out. That moment of unity should have been just that, a moment of unity before the game. And to any sort of fans booing in that moment, and I'm seeing some of the reaction on Twitter, well, they paid a lot of money for tickets to the game. That's bullshit. No, man, like, understand the moment. Understand what so many players and what so many people in this country are going through every single day. Understand what that struggle is like. And if you don't understand that struggle, talk to people that are going through it. Ask questions. Be understanding. Be compassionate human beings. And maybe think outside of that realm of possibility, that just because it doesn't impact you, it impacts other people. That was really disappointing to me, especially with Kansas City, which is a fantastic city. And I love this place really so much, Hartzell. That was a bummer for me tonight. And I hope that this is something that us as a city can really start to put on a better image for ourselves moving forward.
Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's very own. You broke up a little bit behind the scenes, and it paid off for you. You know what? If they heard you on your gambling podcast, they would have known. They could have hit as well.
I know. And I hope they check us out. We're doing the show. It's only about 20, 30 minutes every day. You know, I'm there usually about 3-4 times a week. So plenty of good information there. It's the SI Fantasy Podcast, as well as the SI Gambling Podcast. They're all on the same wavelength. Just search SI Fantasy Podcast or the Apple Store, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast from, it's there. And then you can also hit me up on Twitter, at Benny Heist, and we're going to be doing all sorts of content leading up to week one of your fantasy football season. So if you got questions about your lineup, we'll be answering those over at Sports Illustrated. If you're trying to figure out who to play in your daily lineups or you're trying to figure out who you want to bet on this week, we got you covered. We are here for you to make sure that your week one starts off with a couple dollars in your pocket.
Arguably undefeated for the evening, but we'll find out in the morning if that is still the case. Still a pretty decent record for day one, for week one. Not bad, man. Not bad at all, brother. Proud of you.
I'll take it. I will absolutely take it. All right, man. Have yourself a good weekend. I'm looking forward to doing this again next week.
Talk to you soon, brother.
All right, man.
The KC Morning Show.
I'm exhausted. What a show we had. Sorry we were late, but it was a packed one, yeah? Thank you so much to Joma. She's excellent. Our friends over at Sporting KC, that matchup this Sunday, the Kick Childhood Cancer Match, Sporting KC versus Minnesota United. Details are at SportingKC.com. Benny Heiss is always great. Sean Edwards is the best. You're excellent, Kitty. Chiefs picking up a win. Woo! What do you got planned this weekend? Do you do anything?
Not really.
Not really? Come on.
This weather makes me so lethargic. I bought Halloween cookies. I've been putting up decorations all week. I think I might watch a little Hocus Pocus. All four Halloween Towns are on Netflix. And
oh, no. Halloween Towns, they're on Disney Plus.
Oh, they're on Disney Plus.
And I've got them circled, of course.
And, all the Twilights just dropped. So I have a pretty full schedule.
You're going to make me watch the rest of them? I watched the first one.
Yes.
I had tried watching Twilight legitimately like 6-7 times. Never made it through the full first movie. I always stopped right before the car scene.
But you loved it. You really liked that movie.
I didn't hate it.
I'm excited to continue on with our Twilight
series. I am just one movie in. Haven't touched any of the books. Don't plan on it. So I know nothing about what is coming. But I will say, as of right now, and I don't really even know what this means, but I'm Team Edward. I don't know what this means yet, but I will say I'm Team Edward.
Good choice.
Is that a good choice?
Yeah.
Is that good? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just proud of you is all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
A little late to the party, but...
What is that hair on Taylor Lautner? Is he Jacob? He's Jacob, right? He's got to be Jacob.
Jacob.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is that hair in this first movie?
Yeah.
I'm all about luscious locks, but what's... It's so obviously fake is what it is. Like, it's just a bad...
Stop. Anyway. You know what? Stop.
I'm sure...
This is a fight that tore... millions of teens apart back in the day.
See, I feel late. Now I'm just late to the party.
I am obviously Team Edward, but Jacob does, hold a special place in my heart. And right. Those locks, really, they got me through my adolescence.
All right. Well, it's getting me through my my quarter-life crisis now at 28. So I appreciate this. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to choose a side. I'm drawing my line in the sand. I'm Team Edward.
That's your KC Morning Show, Team Edward, baby.
Oh, my name is Hartzell. Kitty, do this on Monday, yeah?
Monday, we will be here early.
We'll see you in the morning. Bye.
Meow.